This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Red alert, red alert, red alert. World War IV has begun. World War IV has begun. It's a different type of war, but it has begun. India has invaded Kashmir in a proxy war for the U.S. against China. Red alert, but first, this report.
The following video shows transparency in our justice system.
Thank you, Mayor. So I'm here to provide an update for what you are well aware is an active shooter that occurred in the Oregon District in the early morning hours of today. The suspect has been identified as a Connor Stephen Betts. He's a minimal criminal history as an adult. His traffic violations, speed, failure to control, and failure to yield. He was wearing a mask, a bulletproof vest, and hearing protection. He was armed with a .223 caliber-like rifle with 100-round drum magazines. He is 24 years of age, and he is deceased. These are outside of Ned Pepper's. It's a Dayton police officer running along the top of the screen to engage the suspect. See the suspect enter the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. That's him there entering or attempting to enter Ned Pepper's when he is struck multiple times. And he stops there. You see a lot of officers who are entering in from the upper left-hand corner of this screen and begin heading down the roadway there to engage the suspect. Here's one officer there. Another officer coming. The patrol rifle. Additional officers responding. A sergeant with a shotgun.
The Dayton Police Department was forthcoming enough to show us the surveillance video of the perpetrator. This is what the American people deserve in a so-called free society. In stark contrast to this, we were shown very little in El Paso, Texas. The El Paso Police Department reported multiple reports of multiple shooters. The El Paso mayor reported three suspects in custody. One eyewitness claimed the shooter was wearing all black and had a mask on.
What else did you see? Did you see people running out, that kind of thing?
I even saw the guy with the gun. I saw him twice.
What did he look like? Was he dressed in
Anglo? 6 foot. He had an AK-47.
Was he dressed in, like, military?
All black. All black. He had a mask. You can see his eyes.
Another eyewitness claimed seeing three to four shooters. And Anna Giaratelli, Homeland Security reporter for the Washington Examiner, claimed the law enforcement source in El Paso told her a second suspect was killed when the police responded to the Walmart shooting. But within hours, without any investigation, we were shown only still images of the Walmart surveillance video, an arrest made blocks away from the crime scene, and a snapshot taken by Police Sergeant Cardenas. We were told within hours that Patrick Crucius acted alone. His supposed manifesto was uploaded to the internet the same morning, and his My Life social media page was altered the same day to change him from a registered Democrat to a registered Republican. There seems to be no investigation, and yet the FBI is now assisting the El Paso Police Department. Why? Only a fool would accept this as justice. The transparency demonstrated by the Dayton police when they released the surveillance video is exactly the sort of justice we should expect from our law enforcement. Will the FBI release the Walmart surveillance video, putting all these claims of multiple shooters to rest? Or will it be another Las Vegas? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, World War IV has begun. A new order is forming. Stay with us.
Before I started working at InfoWars, I was not only a fan of Alex Jones and InfoWars.com, but also the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And there's one product that's offered at InfoWarsStore.com that is the elite of the supplements, and that's DNA Force Plus. Now, I remember when Alex first started talking about this with some of his special guests, telomeres and telomere support with your DNA. And so I started to look into the science and what telomeres were and how it can improve your health and longevity when you protect your telomeres. So I started looking into DNA Force Plus, but it's expensive. Why? Because it is an elite supplement. And then I started seeing other competitors coming up with competitive supplements for telomere support, and they came and they went. But DNA Force Plus is still there. It is the elite supplement. I get excited when DNA Force Plus is on sale because I know it's expensive. So you should take advantage of 50% off DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a stunt to build up the tension, the suspense. It's because what I'm going to lay out is so important that I'm choking. And I've been on here 25 years. I don't choke in front of crowds of 10,000 people or on national television. But this is so big that I actually can't even talk about it because all the dominoes are falling in line. I can see exactly where this is going. And as soon as I discovered this yesterday when I got off air, I don't want to exaggerate, 4 hours of research last night, another hour of research this morning, and the suspense is so intense of what we're going into. And we've all talked about this feeling we have and this dread or this mixed with energy and just the feeling of war is what I described yesterday on air with Salente. I said, Salente, I feel war. I feel like something big is happening all over the world. And it's like a lot of people, before you go into battle, even back in the old days, they weren't cowards lining up, pulling their swords out, all about to kill each other. People start throwing up because you're just getting everything out of your stomach so that all the blood can go to your body for the fight. And that's the grist level, grit level, visceral feeling of this is I want to go throw up. And then I'm ready to fight. In fact, I'm ready to kick ass right now. I'm ready to tear people's heads off. That's the genetic lower brain understanding what the higher brain sees and getting itself geared up. That doesn't mean I'm going to go out and be violent. But imagine people that aren't operating at a high level. They can feel the tension in the world. They can feel the newborn babies being kept alive and tortured to death and their organs taken. Your spirit knows about the human-animal clones and the abomination. Your spirit knows the devil worshippers are kidnapping children. Your spirit knows that the Chinese have millions in death camps. And so the globalists then misdirect your brain and say, it's Trump. He's the Nazi. He's killing children. And people feel the evil. Everybody's psychic. But if you're not conscious of that, it's misdirected you then onto the American people. It's misdirected onto each other. Because people feel the anxiety. They see it. You can cut it with a knife. Everybody's talking about it. And it's because World War IV has begun. And Harrison Smith this morning, I was watching the show, He was sitting in for David Nitis on a well-deserved vacation. And he made just some incredible points that add to all of this that I'm going to really try the best I can to cover at the bottom of the hour. But I need some time to actually get my research together and talk about this because I'm too prepared, is basically how I describe it. I was too prepared yesterday when I came in for the show as well. But if you're not freaked out about what's going on, it's like being a surgeon that's about to do a super dangerous surgery like separating two Siamese twins. You make a wrong move, that one or both will die. And a lot of people just can't handle this tension. There's 7.5 billion souls. We all have a sixth sense. We all have a spirit. We all have a interdimensional internet. And the enemy knows this and is trying to jack in and manipulate us in mass to control not just our ability to build whatever we envision, but to envision whatever we want, which then builds whatever we want. We are little g, image of God. It's all right there. We are supercomputers, super weapons. We are in embryonic phase right now, and we're being jacked and being attempted to be turned into an off-world colonization weapon system instead of what our real mission is going to be. By the way, I told you all this 20 years ago. The globalists now tell you this. The New York Times tells you this. They just admit it all. They've come out in the Smithsonian Institute and admitted that they're chemtrailing. They say, well, one thing is to put barium salts, aluminum dioxide in the jet fuel so jetliners can help protect the Earth even while they add carbon to it. Oh, that's the Nobel Prize, 1992, went global, 1996. But everybody's a kook, talks about chemtrails. But, oh, it's all true, all admitted, Smithsonian. Oh, and Bill Gates is running it. I told you Bill Gates was running it 20 years ago. I specifically said Bill Gates is the chief science officer of the New World Order. John P. Holdren is his deputy. He was chief science officer for Obama. Bill Gates is the chief science officer. He runs the whole damn thing. By the way, he's got some vaccines he wants you to take, and you're not going to be worried about stuff anymore. Nanoviruses that destroy parts of the brain associated with higher consciousness that can be registered and read by a computer. Bill Gates doesn't want you to have that. What a nice person. Very nice. He'll carry out the mission. Those gleaming eyes of a total predator. And when he goes and gives little Africans their polio shots, he goes, all the photos of his dad, the kids in foreign countries hugging them. Concealed in his fortress, the eye sees all, pierces even flesh, an eye wreathed in flame. You know of which I speak. When I come back, I'm going to get into their psychic manipulation going on right now with this operation they carried out in El Paso that reeks of being synthetic. And then the copycatter, the revenge hit up in Dayton, Ohio by an Antifa member. AP had to admit that this morning. They're a little upset. That's all coming up. But World War IV, what does World War IV look like? We'll break down World War IV at the bottom of the hour. Now, we're going to go to break here. I just want to encourage the listeners, and I want to ask the listeners to think about the world we live in and think about the things that are happening and think about what's unfolding and understand that Without you funding us, we're not going to be here. And all I want is a pro-human future and to protect the children and to go to the next level. All I want is everything. You see, we're going to get everything. Eyes not seen, ear has not heard. You can't even imagine. I know I couldn't. But I've seen a lot. I think you've seen a lot too, haven't you?
Yes.
I've seen beyond the veil. And the enemy can't stand that. We're literally inside their heads. They had to cut that part of themselves off to rule on the planet with their master, Satan, Lucifer, the devil, the old serpent, the loser, the failure, the bird that lands in the nest and kicks the eggs out and lays its own eggs, then finds out it can't even lay eggs. It's still better that the eggs be broken below as the bird looks over the edge. Then the bird hears something above it coming down, and its time is over.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bear some responsibility for creating a culture in the United States around race baiting, around demonizing people of color, around demonizing immigrants.
We have a president of the United States who has embraced white nationalism.
And now America is under attack from domestic white nationalist terror.
White nationalist, white supremacist, racist hatred.
White nationalism and white nationalist violence.
White nationalist terrorism.
White nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalism.
White nationalists.
The president has stoked the flames.
He has emboldened it. He has given it power. He has elevated it. He has coddled it, and he's got to stop.
This is the environment that the president has created. He's made it okay.
He is responsible for what is going on and is doing nothing to stop the carnage and the chaos.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it's very hard to think about this.
Our president right now is using the same language of racism, of bigotry, and white supremacy.
He is a racist.
Donald Trump talks like a racist, thinks like a racist, makes statements like a racist. Yeah, he's a racist, because racism is as racism does.
He must be held responsible.
It's a national embarrassment. I mean, who cares how strong our economy is or how strong our military is if Americans are killing Americans?
When you read that manifesto, it looked like it could have been written by a Trump speechwriter.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what it means that India just took over Kashmir and just threw the Pakistan and Chinese puppet governors out? It means the original world order system at the end of World War II is being overturned. Now, I knew that the minute I got off air and went to Infowars.com to see any updates, and there was just a little blurb. Oh, India has ended the autonomous rule agreement of 1949. And I went, what? Because I know the lay of the land there. I've studied it because it's one of the major flashpoints. It's also very interesting history. I read books about the Great Game, the British Empire, how they play different groups off against each other. And as soon as I went and read the articles, it was, they arrested and took over and cut the internet and cut the power in government districts. And, well, there's been some shots fired and some things happening. No big deal. The Indians were screwed over in 49 and had the birthplace of India and the birthplace of their culture taken by the Muslims. Who, remember, Muslims didn't exist until 1,400 years ago. And India used to spread all the way to the edge of Iran and then into China, into Mongolia. You can pull up the ancient map of India. It was a huge empire. But the Muslims shrunk it down to what it is today and said, and we'll take the whole top of your country, and we'll take some of this, and we'll take some of that. 140 million Hindus killed by Muslims in the last 1,000 years, conservative number. 140 million. Kind of like Europe held out against the Muslim invasions. Constantinople didn't hold out too good. It's called Turkey today, but this is a big deal, and this is a proxy war. The next segment, I'm going to get into it, because It's not just this domino. I know to most folks, Kashmir might as well be Mars. No, this is on our doorstep, and this is Trump. In fact, pull up for the next segment video of the Indian Prime Minister hugging Trump. That was like the second guy Trump met with was the Indian Prime Minister. And remember, he was hugging and wouldn't quit hugging. He never does this. He never just hugs people like this. Well, it was because he just agreed to let India off the chain that they've been under with the UN since 49. And everybody knows Trump keeps his promises. So China thinks they're going to attack Taiwan and other areas. Oh, how you like the Indian military rolling in, and Chinese officials, you know, are falling down and breaking their necks, and so are the Pakistani officials. It's on, folks. They came in, they've been invading, they've been taking it over, they've now been moving against the next border with India, wanting more of India. And the Indians are just like, we're not putting up with this anymore. But the leftist globalist media sits on top of the Indians. Just like here, and they go, you're Hindu extremist. You're Hindu supremacist. Oh, the main threat in Central Asia is Indian extremist. Oh, yes. They're just always hijacking planes and bombing people. No, they're fighting back. They're the ones under attack. And a thousand-year war that India's had to fight for its life against Islam is now in a proxy against China, and that goes into the currency war and the stock market and everything. It's all part of World War IV. So, again, I cannot state to you how huge or how massive or how insane or how crazy all of this is. This is so big. Guys, I had my plug sheet in here. I don't know if I lost it. Oh, here it is. Let me spend some time on this, though, or we won't be here. We sell really high-quality products. Our coffee, I think, is the best coffee I ever had. Coffee snobs drink it, and they go, why the hell is this so good? Well, it's hand-picked. It's a wild, wild harvested. That's even better than organic. It's the level above that. In Chiapas, in the mountains, on the border of Guatemala. And I drank a lot of coffees. And I used to, you know, get this coffee out of Whole Foods. It's the same stuff. And then I found out who brings it into the U.S., and I made a deal with them, and I went and I private label it. And it's $5 to $10 a pound less than the exact same stuff sold at Whole Foods. That's what it is. And it's been, year after year, one of their highest-rated coffees in the country. That's what it is. So just like all my supplements are the same thing. I go out and find out what's the highest, best-rated thing that everybody loves that I can get a lot of. And then the left found out I was doing it and got upset and got mad and actually tried to get the Chiapas communes. They're actually real communists, but they share everything communally. It's not the globalist communism. I'm not defending it either. It's classical farming commune. And that I lost a distributor because I was mad at Obama, and they didn't like me criticizing Obama, and they found out I was buying truckloads of this a month. And guess what? I just got another contact with the exact same group, and the coffee was even better. It turns out that I was getting not the dregs, but I was not getting the highest rated. So people still loved it, but we got even better. Even better. So it's like that for all the supplements. They all have that similar type stories. The Wake Up America coffee, we also have it with the Reishi mushrooms for immune support, two different types. And it's at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's all massively discounted. It has a 98% review rate right there, 100%. Medium roast, baby. InfoWarsStore.com. We have huge sales. This is 1 year ago today. We got the platform. Remember that? Stay with us.
Imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in the future, universities would be saying, don't use the term America or American, and that American flags would be seen as offensive, and that federal courts would be ruling that it's a hate symbol. That's all happening. The left are fascist authoritarians. They're bullies. They're criminals. And now they're trying to make us take down the American flag. They're saying the Betsy Ross flag, our original flag, is evil when she was an abolitionist. But people are fighting back. It's a symbol war. in this information war at InfoWarsStore.com. They're funding our operation, getting great T-shirts, a bunch of great designs, and standing up to the globalists. They're trying to shut down InfoWars. A true 360 win. So get your Betsy Ross flags and Don't Tread on Me American flags, original designs, at InfoWarsStore.com and stand up to the globalists, stand up to the tyrants, and let them know these colors don't run. We're flying them proud.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I always ask myself, why would the United States turn over all its power, its economic, its cultural, its military power, to a private world corporate government set up by the remnants of the British Empire? I mean, Cecil Rhodes wrote about this. Winston Churchill wrote about this. Wrote three volumes set on it. The history of the English-speaking peoples. And the re-merger with our American cousins, as he called them. He, of course, was British royal, but one of his parents was an American. robber baron. And so the British Empire set up Pratt House, Royal Institute of International Affairs, satellite, and created the Council on Foreign Relations to move America into the British Empire. Now, understand, this is not an Anglophile organization. It is the remnants of the Italian black nobility, as they were known, from the city-states, the remnants of the old Holy Roman Empire, and, of course, the Romanians, the Hungarians, the Transylvanians that held the line for over 1,000 years against the Muslims. They then populated the Austrian-Hungarian Empire's royal lines. They then became the House of Windsor when it became an issue 270 years ago to confuse the British population about their German king, George the First. We went to war with his grandson, George the Third, but they were not even Germans. Now, I said this segment I would get into World War IV has begun. But if you want to understand World War IV, you have to understand World War I. To understand World War I, you need to understand the history of the Byzantine Empire and the old Roman Empire before that, or the Greek systems. Because it's all flowing in a continuum of history that the globalists are building and studying their system on, where they control the different pieces against each other to establish a merchant corporate planetary governance that no nation state or rival can ever then progenerate from to challenge their hegemonic rule. And the hegemony is not for simple power or rulership, but for an end game of a scientific dictatorship being financed by the ancient crown of the dragon against the free peoples of the world. Now, let's get into what's currently happening. If you look at, we should put on screen just a shot of Asia Minor, India, and the surrounding countries, then we'll zoom in and focus in a moment to Kashmir itself, and why this is a central piece in the start of World War IV that has now officially begun. Now, the CIA is, please show a graphic of the larger region, please. Thank you. The CIA properly has said since about the mid-80s that the Cold War was World War III, and that the next war, which you see happening, would be economic trade wars, proxy wars, border wars, regional wars, and internal wars fought with information warfare by the different powers and systems of the planet, manipulating different groups within those countries. Propaganda wars. And so we have Trump at the 11th hour when all of this is unfolding, when America was supposed to fade off, be absorbed into a global government controlled by communist China, as all of this was unfolding, as all of this was developing, in comes Trump, in comes other nationalists around the world saying, why should we get rid of our countries? Why should we set up internal systems where it's impossible for us to even be able to function and operate? Why should we give away freedom and accept global slavery? What is the benefit? And that was the Achilles heel of this global government system the entire time. That was why I knew it could always be defeated. Because you're going to have a private world corporate government that pays no taxes, that then foments race and culture war inside nation states to bring down the nation states and then merge it into a giant corporate world government that's anti-human. Why would anyone want to accept or be part of that? Why would anyone want to live in a world like that? So if we simply opposed it, I believe that individuals around the world and others would wake up and that we would come together and say no to this. And that's happened. Common sense is taking place. And if you read the Financial Times of London, if you look at these other publications, look, which are establishment mouthpieces, they're saying our world order is over. The global government system we wanted is falling apart. China is going to get defeated in this trade war when it was supposedly the 800 trillion pound gorilla that was going to bring America to heel. We'll go to the maps and stuff when we come back. This is going to be really, really important because there's a lot of facets to this. But Trump told China, look, you've had one-sided deals. And we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to play these games anymore. And we're not going to just destroy America so you can mount its head on the wall and feel powerful. It's not going to happen. And when people saw the leadership of Brexit and the leadership of Trump and the leadership of Putin against world government and kicking the globalists out to a great extent, he's still fighting the exact same forces we're fighting. Like a chain reaction, people that have been suppressed by the world government model that came out of the end of World War II and the whole UN system and telling India you've got to give the birthplace of your culture, Kashmir, even though most of the lands around India, India was twice the size it is today, 1,000 years ago, but the Muslims took it all from them. And China has encroached and taken some. And they put their governors and their minions and their controllers in, and we're not following the autonomous rule of Kashmir to let them have home rule but not have outside powers come in. And so India has been watching all of this happen, watching all of this unfold, watching all of this develop. And so their leader, Modi, came and met with Trump, one of the first leaders Trump met with. People said, why are you meeting with India so soon? Because India is at the center of the grand chessboard. And now this is a proxy war where China threatens to invade. Hong Kong is already invaded with paramilitary and plain clothes, threatens to go into Taiwan, and is launching all these trade wars that Trump just responded to. And now they've lowered their currency in response to Trump's $300 billion increase in tariffs. And this is our move. Within hours of China devaluing their currency, India invaded.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Model for planetary government is collapsing in on itself because China broke the deal to not militarily begin invading other countries if they were given economic supremacy. That was the agreement. But with Obama and Hillary, the Chi-Coms double-crossed other globalists, and the nationalists came in exploiting that fact and pointing out to populations that it's all a giant ripoff and a scam, that nobody should want to be ruled by a distant king or by distant above the law robber barons. And the nationalists started taking over in England with the Brexit, and now with Trump here and with other nationalists in Brazil and many other areas, and like dominoes are falling. Well, China then began to devalue their currency. China began to then send in paramilitary plainclothes troops into Hong Kong and into Taiwan and threaten military strikes. So Trump, working with Modi, when they made this deal 2.5 years ago, one of the first people Trump met with, when Modi hugged him, and they said, Modi never does that. What's going on here? He wouldn't stop hugging because they'd already in private meetings on the phone and in person for hours. Reportedly, this went on for days of phone calls. First thing Trump did was talk to top strategists about real systems for America and the world and how to cut China off and how to destroy the New World Order system. Well, you cut off China and you isolate them and you cut their energy off and you cut their oil off and you cut their water off. And that's what they get from India. So what happened? Why is this World War IV? World War IV is fought with proxy wars. It's fought with propaganda and manipulating domestic populations against each other. and it's fought in all-out military war as well. That is the threat continuum here. So now let's go over some of the history of Islam. You have its start with Muhammad 1,400 years ago in Mecca and Medina, right in the middle of what's Saudi Arabia today. Within 100 years, it invades and starts taking over Asia Minor. That was the gateway to India and the old Indian Empire. Within 400 years, India's fighting for its life. On screen is an image of India today. Let's show the old map of the Indian Empire. As you can see, it's a large part of China and many other areas going all the way up into Iran. And you can see Asia Minor to the west, where all of the Islamics poured in out of Saudi Arabia, through Iraq, into Iran, taking over what was the old empire of India, turning more than half of India into an Islamic caliphate. 140 million Hindus killed in a thousand-year war. You think we've been fighting Islam a long time. Thousand-year war. Well, now Modi is having his own crusade. In 1949, the UN and the British Empire and the globalist said to India, you can have your independence. You can move towards that, but you're going to have to give this northern trade route between China and Pakistan and butting up against the other stands and Russia, you're going to have to give this key corridor over to an international group. An autonomous zone run by the UN. Well, the UN's globalist, so it brought China in. China wasn't part of it 70 years ago. It was Pakistan. Well, now the Indian control zone has gotten smaller and smaller and smaller, and now they're even pushing up against the borders of what is still currently northern India today. So, for decades, they were called extremist Hindus who didn't like losing their country, didn't like their women being killed, didn't like being suicide bombed, almost on a daily basis. The leftist globalist media told them they were bad, told them they were evil. Well, they have a prime minister now that is a Hindu radical, as they call him, an extremist, a supremacist, not off skin color. The genetics of the Pakistanis and the Indians are the same. Pakistanis used to be Indians. Remember all the old Buddhist and Hindu temples blown up by ISIS? Big, giant, beautiful ancient temples, all blown up, hundreds of them. But you bet, they're supremacists in wanting to live and not be killed. They've already given up half their country. They've already given up 140 million people. They came to Trump and they said, we'll be your allies against China and against Pakistan and against everybody else if you just take the chains off. We're going to go in there. We're going to kick the UN out. We're going to kick the Chi-Coms out. We're going to kick the Pakistani government out. The Muslims can live in peace up there. They used to be the minority. Now they're the majority. But when they kill and bomb our people, we're going to kill them. And they said, okay. And that's what happened. So you've got Lord Rothschild and all the globalists hitting the panic button with Brexit and the Trump election and all of them. And now they don't know what to do. And now the Rothschilds want Benjamin Netanyahu out. And they finance, the globalists finance all the white supremacist groups to constantly attack Netanyahu. People say, well, why have you supported Netanyahu? Because the globalists want him out. The Rothschilds own The Economist magazine. They call him a dictator. Doesn't mean Netanyahu's perfect or anybody's perfect. The point is, I know who the real players are on the chessboard, not fantasy land on the internet, where Israel's one monolithic evil and we have to be allies with Islam because it's against Israel. That's how they tricked all these right-wing people into being into all this BS that doesn't even exist in the world of real politics. So let me boil it all down right here, what's happening. I know this is simple to most of you. Some new listeners are like, what are we talking about? India had more of its country taken in 1949 by the UN, the globalist. China was muscling in now and even pushing rebels and attacks through their ally Pakistan against the Indian homeland that they got left. Trump made a deal with Modi that if China kept doing this and China got expansionist and China started trying to invade, the South China Sea, which they're doing, building these islands, attacking ships, boarding ships, sending in motorcycle gangs, their paramilitary to attack en masse, beat men, women, and children in Hong Kong. That, oh, you're going to do that? You're going to attack over here? We're going to turn India loose to flood in with their troops, cut the internet, and you better believe the Islamic leaders are getting their throats slit right now. So India is taking its country back right now, and this is a total proxy war, and you bet Pakistan is going to unleash a bunch of hell. They've got a bunch of nuclear weapons. They say they're going to retaliate massively. China says they're going to retaliate. India says, fine, we'll cut your damn water off. And all this is going on. All this is happening, and you turn on U.S. news, there's almost nothing on this. So the fact that Trump is breaking the international order, all these nation states that have been forced to give in to Islam. You know, the Clintons gave a third of Serbia to the Albanians and to the Muslims, who've been ethnic cleansing Serbs for 1,000 years. And even the UN report admitted that twice as many Serbs were killed by Muslims than Muslims were killed. But it doesn't matter because we fetishize all of this. And that's the model of the globalists using Islam to invade Europe. Radical globalist Islam is the sword of the New World Order. It's been invading Europe for over 1,000 years. Asia Minor was Christian. It's not anymore. It's Islamic. Turkey. All those places were Christian. Gone, 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 gone. Live in peace, they say, Ilhan Omar. Live in peace. We come in peace. So this is world government that they've set up with Islam as their invasion forces, their shock troops, and political correctness saying, lower your borders, lower your defenses, saying you're a nationalist means you're a white supremacist. What do they call the Indians? Hindu extremists, Hindu supremacists, because they don't want to be killed. They've already given up half their country in a 1,000-year war. And they've got to give it up to the Chi-Coms, allied with Pakistan. But China doesn't let any Muslims into their country. And the Muslim population of Mongolia that used to be controlled by India, guess what? They're in concentration camps, real ones, where they work you to death. See, China knows a weapon when they've got it. They don't turn it and shoot themselves. They use it on us. And they're funding Hollywood and the media. Remember what happened in the Cold War. Our own media was against our country and for Russia because the globalists had control of Russia and the globalists had control of our media. So they were for Russia because they were feeding on Russia. Now Russia's out from under their control partially. So now Russia's our enemy. And the very media that love Russia hates Russia and says the patriots that are Americans are with Putin. Well, we are with Putin and that we're nationalists too and want our country back. So the very same media sided with Russia all those years of the Cold War is now siding with China and the globalists. All these liberals are the useful idiots of the Chi-Coms and the globalists, destroying their own future. China pays for the propaganda.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.